Welcome to the 100% LCFC podcast, brought to you by our sponsors at ADT Taxes and loserpool.com, where losing is winning.
Have you heard? The 100% LCFC subscription service is live. It's brand new on Facebook on 100% LCFC. You can join an exclusive group of subscribers and get brand new content with an exclusive member to the team, a brand new addition to 100% LCFC, Leicester City Footballing Club legend Ian Marshall.
Welcome to this week's episode of the 100% LCFC podcast. Make sure you subscribe on your favourite platform, either on Android or iOS, on SoundCloud or on iTunes. Coming up on today's show, after the weekend, I played at the King Power Stadium with the Leicester Legends in a small tournament called Battle Royale. And whilst we was there, Neil from 100% LCFC and James Harlow managed to grab a few interviews with some of the legends. We have Steve Walsh and Muzzy Izzet, Marcus Bent and Matt Elliott. All individual interviews that I will now put into the podcast for this week for you to listen to if you didn't hear or see those on the 100% LCFC Facebook page earlier in the week. By the way, it was a fantastic event and just a bit of a childhood reminiscence of playing alongside some of these amazing heroes of mine growing up. It was one for the memory bank. And BBC's Ian Stringer also came along, and we played together on left wing together. I was left back, he was left wing. It was good fun. Played against Robbie Lyles, the Blood Brothers team, as well as the F2 Freestylers and the SE Dons, which are a South Sunday sort of league side, but they're massive on YouTube. So yeah, it was good fun. So make sure you check out 100% LCFC on the Facebook page for those videos and for all sorts of photos and bits and bobs from that event on Sunday just gone. Now, don't forget, I also went to the Etihad Stadium the week previous to the Football Blogging Awards, and to my amazement, and thank you to all of you at 100% LCFC, I managed to pick up the main individual piece award at the end of the night. It was for best individual content of 2019 during that sad time when Vichai's helicopter went down. As you guys know, I grabbed my kit and my battery chargers and everything and headed off to the King Power Stadium on the following Sunday morning after the helicopter went down. Couldn't sleep that night, and I was there for around 7 hours, from probably around 6 in the morning till sort of just gone lunchtime on the Sunday, and covered, just live streamed the whole thing, from fans coming, bringing flowers, from, you know, the very first flower down on the floor to it was crazy, you know. And I didn't do that for anything else but for you fans that couldn't get to the King Power Stadium, because I know there was a lot of you that couldn't get there. And it got nominated for an award by the Football Blogging Awards, the FBAs. So make sure you follow them on Twitter at the FBAs, and also on Instagram, I think it's Football Blogging Awards. Right, coming up with those interviews. Here we go.
So, welcome to 100% LCFC. I'm here with the legend that is Steve Walsh. Steve, are you looking forward to today?
Yeah, looking forward to it. Yeah, it's a good day out for the kids as well, and it's just something different. It's good to be meeting all the lads again. I've not seen them in a long time, so yeah, looking forward to it.
I was going
to
say, when's the last time that you met up, especially for
football
match?
Well, with quite a few of these, I've not seen them for years, so it is really good to see them, and you know, to be playing with them again and just reminiscing over the old days. It's great.
Sounds really good.
Yeah.
I think, what's it called? The first time. First time you've been here, you know, in a while as well.
Well, it's the first time I'll have played here for a little while. I've only played in charity games because obviously all my days were at Filbert Street. So I didn't have I left in 2000, 2001, and it was built in 2002. So I missed out really playing here. So it will be nice to get out there on the pitch. Yeah.
And in terms of the current squad, is there anybody that you think could get in from your era that could get into this current Leicester City squad as well?
Yeah, there'll be plenty of them, I'm sure. When you look through the years and the players that I played with, there was certainly, you know, a different year of different football, so it's hard to compare, but there's no doubt, you know, a few of them would have definitely got in.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you very much.
Steve. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Appreciate your help.
Thanks. Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
I'm looking for the signature.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
did that go? First time playing?
Yeah, first time playing in a long time. Wasn't our greatest hour, but yeah, you know, it's good to see some of the lads again. I ain't seen him for a long time, so I kicked the ball for a while, as you could have seen out there today.
So for next time, have you got more to learn, or if you play them for your next match, have you got more to work on?
If we play them again, we need to probably have 6 months worth of training, get a bit fitter. You know, it's a young man's game, isn't it? They're mid-20s, a lot of them. You can tell that they play it to a decent standard as well. So once we see him, we knew he was going to be up against it. So it's enjoyable, but tiring.
Yeah. How was what's your most memorable moment when you played for Leicester City?
There were so many. Probably, you know, when you scored goals or playing at Wembley Stadium, you know, they was all great, great times. There's too many, but probably a goal I scored, a goal against Tottenham or something like that, probably stand out.
And what do you think about the current team and how they're currently performing? Do you think you could get into it ahead of somebody like Maddison or Tielemans?
Well, at this moment in time, no, not now. But, look, you know, midfield is a little bit different now. They sort of, you've got holding midfield players that just stick. When I played, you had to be box to box, you had to do a bit of both. So, I'd like to think I could, you know, work my way into the team, yeah. Of course, I'd back myself, yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Yeah, mate.
Nice. Mark Spent, nice to meet you. Are you looking forward to today? What do you think?
Yeah, no, I am. I haven't been back to Leicester in a long while. It was a team that I played for in 2004. Captain was Matt Elliott, Muzzy, is it? Paul Dickoff, Les Ferdinand, and Frank Sinclair. I can go on, you know. So to come back and have the opportunity of playing on the pitch again and in a stadium. And now I had my daughter when I was here as well in 2004, so now she's 15, she can appreciate me, you know, playing here. So it's a good occasion as well. It looks like a lot of fit whippersnappers, and we're kind of getting a little bit old now. But it's nice to dust the boots off and do something good with your weekend, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. What would be your, so compared to the new generation, how do you think the tactics and the style would change compared to when you played, and what were you expecting from the younger generation?
You mean on a professional level or, yes, or today? On a professional level, I mean, even in my day, the game came a long way from, you know, past generation. But no, they've got the facilities, they've got the training grounds, they've got everyone helping them, which we did as well. Mm-hmm. Tactically, I think there's a lot more passing the ball. My day was a bit more physical. I wouldn't say it's quicker than it was in my day, but I think we'd have a good battle. I think we'd have a good battle, but I think the tactics have definitely changed in the sense where it's more, the ball's not so much in the air, basically.
So have you got any messages for the people of 100% LCFC? Because people have followed you over the years.
Oh, what, Leicester? Yeah. Thank you very much for your support. I mean, I've come back. Well, I've played for a lot of teams as well. Mm. You might know, but so to come back and people still want pictures, still want autographs. It's humbling, and it gives you a big smile. It gives you a little feeling about yourself. So I'm glad to be back, and I hope they enjoy it.
Brilliant. Thanks. All right. Thank you very much, and good luck with the rest of your match.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. The legend that is.
Don't be nervous. Nothing to be nervous about. I've got things to be nervous about. The team we're playing today, about 25, 30 years younger than the rest of us. But
what are you expecting from them? As in, like, new tactics, new way of playing or something?
I'm expecting them to inflict pain on us because they're taking it quite seriously, unfortunately. They look pretty G'd up for it. And I've stirred them up a little bit in a jokey manner. I think they've taken it too literally. But they travelled up last night, a couple of the teams. Like I said, they're a lot younger and fitter than us. Hopefully we can use a little bit of our wily ways that we've picked up over the years. But it's going to be a good fun day.
So there's going to be a few hard tackles in today, just kind of show them you're messing with old schools.
Yeah, basically. that's part of our strategy. The only problem is, if you commit any sort of physical foul, and the rules have been tweaked a little bit to encourage, you know, free play and high-scoring games, you make a physical foul, you're off the pitch for a minute. So we can end up with about four on our team at any particular stage. So I don't envisage Jerry Taggart staying on the pitch for too long or too often. But, it's quite a daunting prospect at the moment. But as I say, we're looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
That sounds really good. I was actually here, on a personal note,
when you scored the goal against Millwall 2002, if you remember that.
Yeah, so yeah,
I was in the stand. Yeah,
you went to that game. Yeah, I particularly remember that because certain Dennis Wise was player manager, I think, who was certainly player. And there was a little bit of rivalry going on there. And I made a mistake for the first goal. We conceded and I went up the other end of the score. I think we won. Was it 3-2?
3-2. Yeah, 2-1 down at half time. Yeah. I remember that one, my first ever
lesson. Sounds closer than it was. So you were back there, were you?
Yeah, that was me. I was sitting somewhere down this stand. I wasn't really into football as much back then, right. And just more and more. My family went into it, but then more and more as I've gone, I've learned about Leicester and I follow the team massively now. It's
lovely,
just,
yeah.
So it's a good thing,
the kit on and everything.
Yeah, from the old era. It's your kit, I think, isn't it? 2002?
I wouldn't fit in that, mate.
I barely fit in it, to be honest, at the moment. Would you, quick question, would you get fit into, you think you'd get into this current LCFC squad? Like, would you beat out Morgan or Maguire?
Well,
or,
when I was playing?
Yeah.
Has it like transformed now?
Yeah.
Or now?
Either one.
Would I get in? That's not for me to answer, okay, is it? That's for you to say or someone else. But the boys who are in the team at the moment ain't doing bad, are they?
No, they're doing really, really well. What do you think about next season? Do you think there's potential to break top six at all? Or
go for it. Why not? Mm. Why not? The term that's being used is let's be the best we can. And that's about right, isn't it? It's about spot on because the potential is there. They've got a good mix within the squad. They've got the young players. They've also got the experience, and they've got the right man at the helm. They've got backing financially, or they've got that facility anyway. Mm-hmm. And the future looks good, doesn't it? So people are excited for next season, and rightly so. I think it's dangerous to put a target, an exact target, or label it top six, top four, whatever. But it's not an impossibility. Everyone says the top six are beyond reach. I don't agree with that. I know it's an extreme example, but Man City 10 years ago, they weren't top six, they weren't top four, were they? These changes can be made.
And finally, what is your most memorable moment from the kit, well, from your time at Leicester City?
Oh, there's a question. 22 years I've been in and around Leicester City. The city itself and the football club. Most memorable. It's a good. Do you know what? Strangely, probably not from my playing day. When Leicester won the league, that whole day, that moment. I know it's more recent, but that moment with Bocelli and the atmosphere and the trophy going up and the incredible nature of how they won that league was that probably the first thing that jumped out at me.
Brilliant. I'd like to thank you very much for joining 100% LCC.
Pleasure,
good luck with today as well.
Yeah, we're going to need it.
Yes, thank
you. We're going to need it. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Now, those interviews were absolutely fantastic. So, again, thank you, Neil, for doing that. He just basically turned up at the King Power Stadium with a media pass, him and James Harlow, and they were there just filming and taking photos and taking interviews with all sorts of different people. And a big shout out to those boys for doing what they do and helping 100% LCFC grow as a fan channel. Now, speaking of growing, don't forget to have a look at the subscription service on Facebook. We have a subscription page. It's only £3.49 a month. You get Ian Marshall as an exclusive add-on, and you also get me and Phil Holloway nearly every day with a little bit of news and so just more of a personal sort of chat with the boys than the usual page. So you get automatically entered into competitions as well. So there's always some good competition. In fact, Ian Marshall has just drawn one yesterday on the subscription page, which is for a plane trip around Leicestershire for two, and also his official club tie signed as well. So you get all sorts of different little bits and bobs from the boys, and you're automatically entered into the prize draw if you are a subscriber, two subscribers only. Now, there will be more competitions coming up, and I believe the first 50 subscribers will be automatically entered into a £50 voucher for the King Power Stadium store. That's £50, and you'll be automatically entered into that draw. So only 50 people will be in that draw for £50. Get in. Just try it for 1 month and see what you think. Right. That's enough for me for today. No more rumours and stuff, but I really don't want to cover the Robin to Leicester rumour and the Tillemans not signing rumour. It's just rumours and that's it. It's done by social media pages looking for clicks. There's no truth to any of it that I am aware of. So that's it for me, guys. I will see you next week on the next episode of the podcast. Hopefully with a featured guest next week. I'm looking at Steve Guppy. If you're listening to this, Steve Guppy, because I know you do listen to our stuff, you're coming on because the fans want you on. Simple as that. Right. Oh, that's not a promise, but I will try and get him on. Thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. Make sure you subscribe on your platform. So SoundCloud as well, we're on there. That's on your Android devices. So we're covered for Android and iOS. And that's it. Stay 100% LCFC. Follow me at Lee_Chappy on Twitter. And follow us at 100% LCFC on Facebook. That's at 100 LCFC. On Twitter as well, at 100 LCFC. I'm Lee Chapman, and I shall see you on the next episode. Cheers, guys.